the Word of God that saves you, the knowledge of the Word. The more Word that you can get, and I'm talking about, it's got a little buzz up here. I'm talking about the Word with understanding. Amen? So, Father, we just lift up tonight's sermon, and we ask that you give our people understanding of what they're listening to. That's better. In the name of Jesus, a little more. We thank you, Father, that you are the great I am, and you can part the waters for miracle, outreach ministry, as you always have. And Father, every spirit that has been assigned to rob, kill, and destroy me, this church, the people in this church, we ask, Father, that you send your warring angels and turn those spirits back to where they came from. We ask that you put in front of us your holy fire, Holy Ghost, and the blood of Jesus covering all of us and this church. Father God, we live in a town where there's a million people here, and we know that people need to know the Word, and we ask Jesus to begin to draw, to begin to speak, and bring people so that they can hear the Word of God. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. And so now we're in discerning of spirits. And it's important. It's an important lesson because of the fact supernatural things are supernaturally discerned. A supernatural thing can be going on, and a person that is not supernatural can be sitting there watching and never see that anything happened. Now, I've seen that happen many times. And so when a spirit is operating, you need to be able to say, Lord, show me what's going on here. Amen? If you walk in a place, and all of a sudden you get this feeling. Sometimes people get a feeling, something's wrong, something's wrong. Has that ever happened? And then you start saying, Lord, show me what it is. You know, every time that I've ever had that, he has shown me what it is. He'll show you. And not only will he show you, but then he'll confirm what he showed you through another witness. Sometimes he'll confirm it when you go into the Word of God. Amen? And so discernment is a dull gift in America because our churches have never zeroed in on the discerning of spirits. When the Pentecostal churches first began, they were casting out devils. And they were discerning spirits. But as new blood came in to that movement, the devil stole that gift from the Pentecostal churches. And they began to get away from the gift of discerning. And what they did was they began to just zero in on manifestations. And so whenever they would see somebody supernaturally twitching or twirling or wiggling, sometimes laughing, they would just think, or prophesying, amen? They would just think, oh, this is the Holy Ghost. Well, you see, I'm not going there tonight, but we are going to get into the Word some. When the divination lady over in Acts 16:16 came in the midst of the people, God's apostles, who were preaching the Word of God, she called out, these are the men of the Most High God, follow ye them. And of course, we know from history and from their records of what God did with them that what she said was true. So then we see in those scriptures, the Bible says that the men of God watched her carefully for several days. And then, all of a sudden, they rebuked her. When they rebuked her, they did it in front of the whole crowd. The soothsayers that were handling her got mad because they were making money off of her. Now, one of the things that you watch very, very closely is in a ministry, how are they treating the people and their finances, their money? Now, if you've sat in Miracle, I'm sure that Sister Shirley and Brother Darrell would attest to this, and Mila and her husband, as long as they've been here, and of course you would attest to this, that if you sat in Miracle, you have never heard us hustle anybody for money. You've never heard it, nor will you ever. In the many years that I've been on radio and on television, I never ask for an offering. Of course, we don't get any, but I don't ask for it. And I told the Lord when I first came in the ministry, I said, Lord, if you don't support the ministry, I just won't minister, because I'm not going to get up and beg people to support the ministry. And so he's always been able to pay the rent here. We do always need more money, but he'll give it to us when he wants to. But when you see people just digging people for money, and one of the things that I've noticed very, very carefully as I've been researching some of these ministries that are false, they charge people to come to their conferences. Some of them charge a lot of money. Some of them charge $30 per couple. Some of them charge $75 per couple. And yet, when they get their hotel rooms and you come to their conferences, they get a lot of money. They sell a lot of books. And so a lot of people have been flooded in, I believe, into the body of Christ with what I call divinating spirits. And the divinating spirits prophesy personal prophecies over everybody. Well, what is God saying to me about me? Well, you see, the Bible tells you what God is saying about you. It tells you what's going to happen in the end times. As I'm speaking to you tonight, the President of the United States is going to meet in Washington, D.C. with the what they call the G8. These are people from the key countries of the world. And the markets are crashing all over the world. It's not just happening here in America. Today, the market went down 700 points and went back up and closed at maybe 25 or low. You know, it was still, it went up, went positive, and then started back down. But $3 trillion, no, $300 trillion have been lost in the market in the last month. And so you say, but what does all of that have to do with me? Well, what it has to do with you is the Word of God is coming true. And over the years, I've taught on the book of Revelation and Thessalonians and Matthew and Mark and Luke and all of these books and Daniel. And the Bible shows us that we will have a new world order. That will be a new world religious order. That a new world religious order. And that means a new money, a new world religious system. And from what I can see, Jesus is being X'd out of that system. He's not the primary goal to get people to believe in Jesus in that system. And there will be a one world government, and there will also be a one world economic system. And I believe that what we're looking at is the shuffling of the deck of the G8, the common market, and American financial wizards for the purpose of changing the money system of our nation. When the money system changes in a nation, people suffer. And we haven't seen the suffering quite yet, but it's coming. So we have to be prepared for what's coming. And it's going to be important for you to be able to see the truth. You're going to have to see who are the real religious or the Christian leaders, for instance. Now, in Russia, whenever Russia fell, there was a church over in Russia. There's still a church over in Russia. And there was always a church left standing, part of it, in Russia. Although some of the churches were made into different things during the communistic terror. But the truth is that there was an underground church in Russia. And the church that you could see with your physical eyes had the priest in their priestly robes. They were doing communion. They had the Bible. They were teaching the people. Visible priest. But the underground church was a group of people that knew Jesus, that believed the word, and they were suffering at the hands of the communists to the point of death if they were going to make a decision for Jesus. So there were little churches that God had going in the beginning, and there were meeting places. I heard of a meeting place in the cemetery, for instance. I'm not going to go into all of that tonight. But the truth is that whenever the world changes and you see the faith changing as rapidly as you have seen it changing, you've got to get very close to Jesus, and you've got to seek him by his word, and you have to seek him by the truth. Because Jesus said, not everyone that says Lord shall enter into the kingdom of God. Isn't that what he said? So, we're talking about discerning of spirits here. So, since you're going to have two churches that America has never seen anything like this before. I mean, America has always been free. And most Christians in the American church still think they're free. But a lot of them have already fallen under the sway of religious spirits, and they followed under the sway of bewitching spirits. Now, when you look at Galatians, you see Paul coming into this area called Galatia, and he looks at the Christian people there in absolute amazement. And what he said was, he said, oh, you foolish Galatians. Foolish Galatians. Who hath bewitched you? In other words, that church had exchanged the reality that Paul taught them of who Jesus Christ is for another gospel, another spirit, another Jesus, if you will. And so he was just astounded because he had taught them the Word of God, and yet they were no longer stabilized in their faith. And immediately he began to reteach them the foundations of the gospel. And so that's where the American church is. We've played in our nation patty cake Christianity with the Christian television giants for so many years. People that were just teaching a very narrow message of give me your money and God's going to bless you, and not teaching the foundation of who Jesus was, teaching about how rich they were, their jet planes, this and that and the other, for so long that pastors have gone to sleep. And some of those pastors have been sold that there is a way you can fill your church. All you got to do is change your message. Change your techniques. Take the crosses out of your church. Become common like everybody else in the world. Wear t-shirts when you preach. Remember Todd Bentley's t-shirts? Wear jeans. Look like you just walked off the street. And then people can identify with you. They can no longer identify with pastors that wear suits and things of that nature. And there's a program to get people to come into these places. And then when they get you in those places, one or two things are going to happen to you. If you're in a church where they are not supernatural people, they don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they're not spirit-filled, they're not Pentecostal, they're not charismatic, they're just Methodist, Baptist, and people like that, they have a program for them. And the program was written by purpose-driven Rick Warren. And he got his program from the mega corporations in America. And the program was how to build a big corporation. He took the techniques of the corporation and applied them to the church system and began to minister to the pastors how to build a mega church. Every preacher wants to be the Joel Osteen of their town, believe me. The one right behind us, I heard him say on TV, I don't need a raise in salary. He said, I'm a builder. I am going to be the Joel Osteen of Jacksonville, Florida. And that's their goal. Not, I'm going to win Jacksonville for Jesus. Not souls, but people. And what they call it is people being warehoused. You become a thing, not an individual. You become a commodity to that church for your tithes and your giving and for your presence in that church system. And now how do they do that if they're not spirit-filled? They use those techniques of the big mega corporations, and what it is called mind control. They use hypnotic powers. They know how to use mass hypnosis. And when they use the mass hypnosis, they get a hold to the person's mind. And once they get a hold to the person's mind, they've got the person. Now, there's a church that I know here in Jacksonville and probably others that when you join that church, you pay them from $90 to $350 is the ranges that I've heard so far. They tell you to go to the motel. They tell you that when you get to the motel on the weekend, they separate you from your wife, and they separate the men from the women. And they have a program. And it's during these programmings that they probably have the facilitator that is manipulating the minds of those people hypnotically to get them into the church. Now, you cannot join that church unless you go through that program. They forbid you to join it. You can go to the church, but you cannot be a member unless you take that program. And if you're poor, Like one of the ladies that came through and told me about it was very poor. They said, we'll do it for you for $90. I had we ministered to a lady here. Her aunt belonged to that church. They charged her $350. And so it's money. And when you see the money operating in a ministry, watch out. When you see somebody that's interested in you because of your money, watch out. I'm just going to give you that clue. Every witch, every wizard, every fortune teller, every psychic gets into your pocket before you can get a prophecy. Amen. Have you ever noticed that? And so true Christianity is a burden for lost souls. True Christianity is to please Jesus. True Christianity is to study your word so that you will be approved by God. True Christianity is giving as God leads you to give. True Christianity is not somebody using mind control triggers to get into your pocket. Now, what is a trigger? A trigger is a word. It can be a code. It can be a sound. It can be a symbol. It can be a gesture. I was watching the debates, and I just noticed a few things about certain people. I mean, you know, all of a sudden you see somebody doing like this, rubbing their cheek, and they're looking out in the audience. Yeah, and I said, Lord, what is that about? He said, that is a trigger for that person to trigger the person that has mind controlled them, give me the answer. And so if you watch very closely and you understand a few things, you'll know a few more things than you don't know right now. But you got to watch to see, you see. Now, what is a mind controller? A mind controller can, a lot of times they come from satanic covens. They come from government programs. CIA people could be a programmer. And what happens with programmers is they get a hold to the person's mind through hypnosis, and then they implant these codes, these symbols, these things that I just described to you, into the subconscious mind after they have hypnotized the person. Now, sister said that she went to a meeting and she just kept pleading the blood of Jesus over her, and things were happening all around her, but it wasn't happening to her. Why? Because she walked in there protected. Amen? And that's what you have to do. Wherever you go, walk in protected. And take authority over devils, forbid them to minister to you, cover your minds with the blood of Jesus, ask Jesus to show you the truth. The Holy Ghost, his job is to lead you into all truth. That's what his job is. And God's interested in you having the truth, okay? So, a trigger. The mind handler can be a person that, let me explain it to you like this. Some of you use computers and you'll be able to understand this. A computer has a program in it that works all other programs in it. And the program is capable of opening up doors so new programs can be put in there, new files. Amen? So let's say that you want to do a file on Christianity. You make a file, and everything you get on Christianity, you take it to that particular file, and you put it in that file. Now, let's say that every, say you want something on the New Age. You do the same thing. You have two files. Now, each one of these files have codes. They'll have passwords on them, so nobody else can get into your personal business, right? So if you use the trigger or the code, say the trigger to one of the Christian file in my computer, which it isn't, but say that it was holiday. When I type that file and holiday, that particular file will come up. There could be 50,000 files in that computer, but it will go to the one that was triggered. That's the way hypnosis works. That's the way a mind handler works. And so what happens is a person that gets under a mind handler is a person that gets totally dependent on that mind handler, or they can't think for themselves. They can't do anything unless that person gives them the obedience to do it. Well, let's just look at the debates just for a moment, because I watched those so carefully this last time. In the debates, when I saw the hand signals going and I started watching, he said he is giving a signal to his mind handler. And I said, oh, well, you see, in a debate, they have to feed the answers into your mind so that you can spew back the correct answer. Amen? And so they can do it through hypnosis, and just like a tape recorder, they feed those answers into your mind. And each code, like, what should I say about the finances? And you're going like this. The mind handler shoots you back the code, the file opens, and you're able to know the answer, because they could have 50,000 answers in your mind, you see? So you have to be very careful today about mind control, and the Lord calls that enchantments, bewitching spirits, you see? And you have to also understand the word for yourself. You have to keep your mind covered with the blood of Jesus. You're getting mind control through television, through subliminals over the television. You're getting mind control through Christian music, praise music. You might not realize this, but a lot of the Christian music companies are now owned by the Illuminatist, the New World Order people. And so you get a praise tape, but underneath it is backmasking and instructions to hit your subconscious mind. I have not gotten into listening to hours of Christian music like a lot of people have. One of the ways that they're getting churches, for instance, is what they call soaking under the Holy Ghost. And they get a trance band or this music that is used to put people in trances, and they'll lay on the floor for hours in what they call being in the Holy Ghost. That is not the Holy Ghost. And so just techniques are going on to grab the church. You may not believe me, but they took over the church in Russia. We have a Russian here, and she knows that's true, during communism. We also know that Hitler came to power through the church. Hitler got control of the masses of pastors, the Catholics, the Protestants, the whole nine yards. And again, there was as many Christians that were slaughtered as there were Jews under Hitler. You just never hear about that. But the truth is, mind control is a very serious thing going on in our nation today. And it comes through, as I said, television, radio. It comes through CDs, DVDs. Some person on the internet claimed that when you're looking at certain Christian television, that you might be seeing a preacher standing there preaching, but subliminally you could be watching a satanic ritual and never even know it. Give me five more minutes, if you will. One of the ways that this manipulation is going on is through sound. Sound, certain keys can be played that can move the atmosphere, that can bind what you see, impulses and sound. So the group that I mentioned before I started teaching you tonight, the Wagner Group, the Peter Wagner Group, they have gotten into what they say listening to the sounds of the planets. And they claim that the planets have power to heal. And they claim that it can change your DNA. That you can be, these are Christian ministers, well thought of Christian ministers. And one day I'm going to do something on the webpage on that. I haven't done it yet. But in other words, impulses of sound can change certain components in your mind. So your protection in this hour of time is the blood of Jesus. When you go any place, the blood of Jesus. If you go to a different church, the blood of Jesus. The binding of the powers from being able to get to your mind. The asking the Holy Ghost to bring the fire of the Holy Ghost and surround you. It's gotten to the point that it's a one-to-one warfare, I believe. That's where we are now. And so we have to be astute. We have to understand that the devil is out to destroy us. But Jesus built our mind, and he is the main mind controller because he knows how to protect our minds if we ask him. Amen? His word. The Bible says that it's through the Word of God that you renew your mind. This is why I encourage you to read the Word for yourself. Because when we get saved, our minds are unregenerated. But as you read the Word cleanses your mind. It heals your body. There's power in the Word of God. Amen? And so what I want you to do is to understand that your weapons are powerful. Say, my weapons of warfare are power. Ephesians 6:11-13, and you can write it down, says, take the shield of faith. Now, the shield of faith will quench all of the fiery darts of the devil. That's Ephesians 6:16. Psalms 91:4, his truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. So Jesus is able to supernaturally protect you. Amen? And then Psalms 3:3, thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. And you can also see Psalms 28:7, 33:20, 115:9, 144:2, and Proverbs 35. And so you become invincible when your dependency is on Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father, because they control the powers and the principalities of the whole world and the universe. And they know how to train their people to become invincible. Like Elijah, Elisha, when he stood up on the hill and the army came, there was more it looked like with them than with him, but when the when his servant's eyes was open, he said, oh no, there's more with us than there are with them. What did he mean by that? There were more angelic hosts from God's throne with Elisha than there were demons with his enemies. So invincibility comes as you understand using the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen? It comes in Ephesians 6:14, stand having the breastplate of righteousness. See Isaiah 59:17, and then 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Let us put on the breastplate of faith and love. Now, the breastplate, what does it do? It shields your heart. If a dart gets through to your heart, you can die, right? Somebody shoots you in the heart, you're dead. But the Word of God and faith in the Word of God and faith in the giver of the Word of God will shield your heart. And no matter what the devil's trying to do to you, you'll survive. Amen? Discern the spirits. There are things going on that as long as I've been in the Word, as long as I've been teaching on spiritual warfare, the Lord has to show me the new things. I'm a woman that hasn't been to a movie in probably 25 or 27 years. I don't watch soap operas. I don't watch detective stories. I don't watch television. I may watch the news to know how to pray and things like that. But I don't know some of the new things that are out there. It's like I'm coming out of the cave for some of these things. But Jesus has to show me. Jesus had to show me the portals that they were talking about. He had to show me that portals were stargates. He said that word to me, stargates. And then showed me where to go to write about stargates and to reveal to the body of Christ what was actually going on right in front of their eyes. He showed me through discerning of spirits and through being able to understand his voice and to hear his word. And so I started writing about stargates. Portals are stargates. Portals are wormholes. What's a wormhole? I had to go find out. A wormhole is two circles, and it's made that it comes down and almost meets like a cone. And it's like having two cones put together. And they say that the way space travel will happen is they'll go through the wormhole and they'll immediately get through the little space and come out the other side, which they can jump through the universe like that. In other words, if they try to fly from Earth to go to the moon, they got to go through the wormholes. Now, I'm not a scientist, so I hope I'm explaining it as simple as it is to me, because it's very simple. And there's probably a lot of technology that you have to know about that. But the truth is that you've got Christians going through wormholes. You've got Christians going through stargates. You've got Christians going through portals. What's happening there? He had to show me that when they go through the portal and they go up to what they're calling the third heaven, they're going into the spiritual realms and they're being captured on the other side, and that their spirit is never coming back on this side. That's what he had to show me. Well, I had to write about those things, and I had to write about them so that the average person could understand them. But if I had been out there and gotten up underneath all that stuff, he could not have showed me that as simply as he did so that other people could understand it. You see where I'm coming from? Jesus is your Savior. The Holy Ghost is truly your guide. The Word of God is your pathway. And God knows how to get you back. It doesn't matter what the devil's doing. It doesn't matter how many people he has. It doesn't matter how big his technology is. Jesus created the universe. The devil only has a little bit of knowledge. Your Savior knows it all. And he knows how to walk us down through the traps of life if we just give him an opportunity. Did I help you any at all today? Amen.